Well, Terry gave me one bit of direction. He said, as long as you don't go longer than our gospel reading, you'll be all right. We'll see. I don't remember exactly when this happened, but I remember who I was with. I also remember the emotions that it stirred up within me. Coming away from a family time with Barb's side of the family in Buena Vista, we were driving. Kids were in the back. We were all together, our whole family. And we got word as we were getting ready to head out, there's going to be a snowstorm. And I was like, okay, I'm from the Midwest. How bad can this really be? You know where this is going, right? The first snowflake hit our windshield. The second one. Starts snowing more. Then a little bit more and then a little bit more. All of a sudden, I'm introduced to driving in a whiteout. Anybody driven in a whiteout before? Yeah. You can't see past the front of your car, if you can see that far. You're not sure if you're on the road. You could run into anything or anybody in a split second. You can't pull over because you're not sure where the edge of the road is. You might not even be in the right lane. You can't slow down because there may be other knuckleheads out like you who are driving, and if you stopped, they would run into you. I remember gripping. It could have been 30 minutes. It could have been 2 hours. I'm not exactly sure. Gripping the steering wheel with all of my might. My back was ramrod straight. There's this fear that's like concentrated in the center of my chest. Anxiety. Regret for putting us in this situation. My eyes are as wide as possible to try to take in every detail. I'm sure that the kids were being kids in the back, and I may have yelled, please be quiet, right? Maybe stronger than that. My heart was pounding, and I knew that I needed to pray. So I looked around for a book of common prayer. Seeing none. It's funny, but like, we've been talking this series on prayer, and Terry kicked us off in talking about the Lord's Prayer as a wonderful, what was the word you used? Scaffolding. To talk about, as ways that we can talk to God. The Book of Common Prayer is incredible for that. The Psalms are great for that. The Shema in the Old Testament is great for that. There's many, many different ways that saints before us, like Joseph said, saints before us have walked this path, and we would be wise to stay on that path. But there's also times whenever sometimes we need to bring our own words to God. And instead of talking to God, like Joseph mentioned last week, we talk with God. We're engaging our entire selves, all of our emotions, our heart, our soul. And it's a little bit more sincere. Not that the other prayers aren't sincere. It's a little bit more authentic. And there are certain words that you use in talking with God when your fingers are gripping the steering wheel that come to you. For full disclosure, the only person in error in this entire story was me. I was the knucklehead that got us in this place, right? It was still an opportunity to talk with God. This morning we're going to consider three different types of prayer and talking with God. There's tons more. And if you were at the weekend away, we talked about the different types of psalms there are. And there's going to be a strong parallel between the types of prayers that exist and the type of psalms that there are. And the reason is because at one point, whenever these psalms were written, these were sincere, authentic people coming, responding to God and turning to God and saying, Lord, would you show up and do these things? Which is what prayer to a certain degree is for us today. We talked about prayers, a psalm of lament at the weekend away. And if you remember us talking about it, we talked about, you know, sometimes we get to this point in life where we just don't have a peace in our lives. We're struggling. We're challenged. Life is breaking us, and we are broken in the middle of that, right? You don't have to live very long to know that that's what happens in life sometimes. And a prayer of lament is a prayer that gives word to everything that you experience in the middle of that. Oftentimes it's loss. It's a season of loss that you have. It could be a loss of reputation. It could be a loss of health. Maybe it's a loss of a job, your house, a marriage, loss of a spouse, loss of a child. There's lots of loss in life. And these prayers of lament are ways that we engage with God in the midst of that. And your body feels a specific way in the middle of these seasons of loss, doesn't it? Somebody might ask you, like, what do you feel like in the middle of this? Well, I feel, I don't know, empty. I feel lifeless, hollow. Maybe it feels like there's like a lead weight, cold lead weight right in the middle of your stomach. And that's kind of how it feels most days. In the collect, did you hear the words, the swift and varied changes of the world? We experience those an awful lot. And prayers of lament are ways to come to God authentically. Now, in lament, you see this distant peace, and you're not exactly sure how to get there, right? You just don't, Lord, I don't know what to do in the middle of this time. No clue. Well, maybe you get to a spot in your life and you're thinking, I actually have some ideas. Here are some things, God, that I would like you to do in this situation. This isn't a prayer of lament. This is a prayer of petition. It's a prayer of intercession. Petition is whenever we're asking God for things. Intercession is whenever we're asking for God for things on behalf of somebody else. And so there's this place of peace, there's this place of shalom, and we see it off in the distance, and we're not necessarily experiencing it right now, but we have some ideas on how to get there. God, would you show up and do this thing in my life? Would you help me with this test I'm getting ready to take? Or I have this meeting with this important client. Or I'm really struggling in this relationship. Would you do this for me? Prayers of petition. Prayers of intercession. And to a certain degree, that's what I was praying as I'm white-knuckling it, right, in the car. God, would you just get us safely home? Spoiler alert, we got there. God, would you show up? And then, sometimes, we get to a place and we kind of look back and we say, God's actually done some things here. God has shown up in ways that we didn't expect it, or maybe it was some of the ways that we were asking God to show up. These aren't prayers of lament. These aren't prayers of petition. These are prayers of thanksgiving, of gratitude. Psalm 130, which we sang earlier, there's some gratitude in that, mixed in with a little bit of penitence of, God, I can't believe I got myself in this situation. Right? So many different types of prayers that we can pray. Psalms of, or prayers of gratitude in our body, we swell up with gratitude, don't we? Like whenever we have sincere gratitude, when we were so grateful and thankful for something in our lives, it shows in every bit of us. That's why whenever somebody might say to you, thanks, you know it's not that sincere, right? Because whenever you say thanks, you thank you so much for what you just did. I'm so grateful. It comes out your fingers, it comes out your face. Gratitude. We're going to spend the next couple minutes, like we normally do, practicing this. Now, before you get worried, I know Terry, he likes to have you turn to each other and talk about what you just prayed or talked about what you just did. For all you introverts out there, exhale. We're not going to do that this morning. But we are going to spend a moment practicing. Maybe it's a psalm of lament. Maybe it's a prayer of gratitude for you. Maybe it's a prayer of intercession, of petition. So get as comfortable as you can in your seat. If you feel comfortable closing your eyes, I invite you to. If not, that's totally fine. Maybe your hands are on your lap. Take a couple deep breaths, real deep ones into you, and let that exhale out. And identify the prayer that you have deep within you. Maybe it's a lament. Maybe it's a petition. Maybe it's gratitude. Perhaps it's penitence. Take a deep breath. And as you exhale, maybe with open hands, offer that prayer to God in your own unique words, in your own heart. Express to God your emotions, your desires, your needs. And God, we close in thanksgiving, thanking you that even though there may be sorrow, even though there may be fear, even though there may be confusion, and even in the midst of our gratitude, you are with us. That just as sure as these chairs are holding us, you are holding us in the palm of your hand. And there is nothing in heaven or on earth that can separate us from the love that you have for us through Christ Jesus. In whose name we pray. Amen. It's not really rocket science, right? In fact, on our website and in the email that you might get later on in the week, there is a practicing the way a bit of material that goes into greater detail this type of prayer. If that is something that resonated with you, you might get a little bit more direction from that could be helpful for you. And some of you might be responding with, yeah, I get that. Prayer is a part of my weekly life. Prayer is a part of my daily life. I pray the hours. This makes sense to me. This is how I pursue God on a regular basis. While others of you might be thinking, I get that. This wasn't incredibly complicated. But I'm not sure this is a part of my life. I'm not sure that I want this to be a part of my life. To both people, I would say the same response. It's not about you. It's not about you. Prayer is not about you pursuing God. In Scripture, we have many, many stories of the people of God. And I would argue that it's not there as people to necessarily emulate. We have people in Scripture who are pursuing God all over the place. We have people in Scripture, stories of people in Scripture who pursue God one day, and then the next day sleep with somebody else's spouse, send said spouse to the front lines to be murdered in war so that they could have their wife. He prayed fervently. We also have stories of people in Scripture who pray fervently daily. And then the next day, they come and they get a glob of gold and fashion it together into a cow and say, "This is our God who has delivered us from all of these things. Praise this cow." They prayed. We have stories in Scripture of people who fervently followed God, prayed to God. And then one day they were told, "You're actually going to deny me three times before the morning." And that person said, "Nah, not me." And then they did it. It's not about you. This is our great cloud of witnesses that we have in Scripture. We might also say this is a great cloud of knuckleheads that we have. I don't say that disrespectfully. They're a great cloud of witnesses because they aren't witnessing to the work that they do. They're a great cloud of witnesses because they are witnesses to the work of God in this world. We're to find comfort in this great cloud of knuckleheads because if we're really honest, you and I, what are we?
Knuckleheads.
We're a bunch of knuckleheads. Welcome to Christ Church. We aren't given prayer as a way to pursue God and capture God. We're given prayer as a way to respond to the God who has pursued and captured us. That's what prayer is. It's responding to God. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's about you and you. You. It's about us. It's about the two of you. But it's not just about us. It's about our Baptist friends, our Presbyterian friends, our Anglican friends, our Catholic friends. But it's not just about them. It's about our neighbors. It's about our city. It's about our state. It's about our country. It's not just about our country. It's about our world. And it's not just about our world. It's about the cosmos. It's about everything. It's not just about you. The scope and scale of God's redemptive work is nothing short of cosmic, in which you are a part, and you, and you, and you. It's not about you. It's about it all. This week, I want you to look for opportunities to respond to God, to talk with God, using your own words, using every bit of your emotion, to see where it takes you as you respond to the God who pursues and captures you. Amen.